Last week, dozens of elected officials co-signed a letter denouncing hateful attacks against the LGBTQ community in the wake of a recent spike in violence and threats. Carrboro Mayor Damon Siles was among the seven co-authors, including three others from Orange County, and he spoke with 97.9 The Hill last week about why it's important for everyone to be speaking out now.
I think the most important outcome for right now is just to be talking about it, and it shouldn't just be us LGBTQ folks talking about it. This should be all of us talking about it. You know, we've seen not only violence directed toward our communities in North Carolina, but violence and rhetoric that is directed toward everyone in the community because they're making us all unsafe, not just queer people, but also like what you saw in Moore County when they were literally shutting down the electrical grid in a county for several days, making it impossible for people to be healthy and safe in their own communities. Discrimination and hate speech and so on don't just affect those of us that are directly targeted by it. It affects the entire community. It makes all of us unsafe, and we should all be talking about it. I think what we'll see early next year is an effort by some of us who signed that letter to be working with our state legislators a little bit more explicitly on this topic, as well as perhaps adopting some resolutions in some of our communities. So more to come. And I think part of that conversation just needs to be a recognition that the ways in which these kinds of hate speech and violence are directed toward one part of the community, say LGBTQ people, operate in many of the same kinds of ways that those kinds of behaviors work toward, say, racism toward Black folks or other oppressed minority groups in our state. So this is not an unfamiliar experience to many, many people in North Carolina, and we need to be thinking about this more holistically, that oppression works in many similar ways, whether we're talking about discrimination against Black people or discrimination against LGBTQ people. We need to be standing up together to fight it.
That's Carrboro Mayor Damon Siles speaking there. Other news, national honors this week for both Carrboro and Chapel Hill, as both towns have been named among the best cities in America for bicyclists. Chapel Hill and Carrboro have once again been named silver-level bicycle-friendly communities by the League of American Bicyclists. They are among 112 silver-level communities in the U.S. and the only two in North Carolina. 11 North Carolina cities earned bronze-level recognition, including Durham, Cary, and Raleigh. Speaking of honors and recognition, UNC once again placed high on the National Science Foundation's list of the nation's top research universities, ranked according to funding. UNC ranked 13th in the nation with $1.2 billion in research funds during the 2020-21 academic year. That's up $46 million from the year before. We're getting to the end of 2022, the closest thing to a normal year we've had since the start of the pandemic. What has that meant for tourism and foot traffic downtown? Local experts say Chapel Hill's numbers are outpacing other surrounding communities and most of the rest of the state besides. 97.9 The Hill's Brighton McConnell with more on that.
While Chapel Hill is home for many in our community, the vast majority of those who visit Franklin Street and the edges of UNC campus qualify as visitors. Matt Gladick with the Chapel Hill Downtown Partnership said his organization uses a data tracking company called Placer AI to see how much foot traffic the downtown streets experience. Here's what he said during the 2022 Forum on the Hill series.
We can take a look at where our visitors are coming from, and right now about 80% of visits to the downtown are people that don't live in that district or are not employees that are working there. And of those visitors, 50% of them are traveling from 50 miles away. So, we have a decent chunk of people that are here, but we're really bringing in a lot of people that come to visit Chapel Hill.
Like all communities, Chapel Hill saw a significant drop in downtown activity during 2020. But Gladick said locally, that traffic began to return sooner than many other places and at a higher rate than before. Data from Placer AI shows that this past summer, Chapel Hill outperformed its pre-pandemic retail chain and domestic tourism numbers compared to 2019. Gladick said this most recent fiscal year, which finished this summer, not only marked a five-year high for foot traffic, but also outpaced Durham's recovery of pedestrians.
Looking at our calendar year, we're on track for 9.5 million visits in downtown. So that's a really impressive number for only 85 acres that we have here. Huge thanks as we look at where our high visits come from, and those are hotel visits and stuff like that around football and basketball. So thanks to UNC Sports for being so good this year.
But it's not just the fact that people are staying in Chapel Hill once again. It's that all those additional people are eating in town too.
Tourism is such an important part of our food and beverage industry.
That's Laurie Policelli, the executive director of the Chapel Hill Orange County Visitors Bureau. Palicelli said when examining the nearly $195 million spent by tourists around the community in 2021, a large portion was specifically at restaurants and bars.
38% or $73.9 million went to food and beverage. So a lot of times people think that is regenerated as just a vertical hotel industry. Think about it. When you travel, you pay your hotel bill once, but you pay that dinner tab and food and beverage and catering.
As tourism largely drives the local economy, the Chapel Hill community continues to try and maintain a sustainable year-round economy for its downtown. Palicelli also said research into visitors' most asked questions or tendencies can highlight potential changes to do just that. She said one detail the County Visitors Bureau is looking to help improve is information and infrastructure for wheelchair accessibility around local businesses.
And yes, you have to be ADA to be open, but there are some different variations of that. So we've been surprised by the increase in information for wheelchair accessibility and exactly what that means. So we're spending a lot of resources right now to produce that after months of research.
Palicelli said the other major area of improvement needed, more racial diversity and equity in the local businesses around town.
Some of our research has said, you know, it's nice to see all the blue, where's the brown? And so that's really a huge focus for us right now, working with diversity officers in all three towns and the county. Numbers-wise, we're trending in the right direction. The ethos-wise, we're learning and we're adjusting accordingly.
For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Brighton McConnell.
Visit our website, chapelboro.com, and listen back to our complete Forum on the Hill series, where we'll also be re-airing all 10 panels over the weekend now through the end of the year. Time now for sports, brought to you this hour by Rosewood Wealth Management. Following yet another big win over the weekend, the Tar Heel women's basketball team is up one spot to number 6 in this week's AP rankings, matching their highest ranking of the season so far. Big game tonight for the Heels. They're down in Charlotte for the Jumpman Invitational, taking on 19th-ranked Michigan at 7. We're going to have tonight's game for you right here on 97.9 The Hill, starting with pregame coverage at 6:30. UNC men's basketball did not return to the top 25 this week, but the Heels are still basking in the glow of Saturday's big comeback win over Ohio State. Third in a row for them could be a huge momentum boost heading into tomorrow night's game, also against Michigan. Longtime commentator David Glenn says he was impressed by Carolina's toughness, something that was also a big factor last year.
That was a huge victory for the Tar Heels for a whole lot of reasons. They showed grit. They showed toughness. Those things have been questioned in this group. You remember dating back to last year, former Tar Heel Jason Capel of the Pitt basketball staff questioned the Tar Heels' toughness. And obviously that motivated the Heels, among other things, to make the magical run they did last year. But everybody contributed down the stretch. You know the old saying, it takes a village to raise a child. It takes at least all five of those starters for the Tar Heels to beat a good opponent. And somehow Hubert Davis inspired them to have that intensity and that grit in the second half. They needed every last bit of it to knock off Ohio State in overtime.
That's David Glenn there. Armando Bacot just got named ACC Player of the Week for the fourth time in his career after dropping 28 points and 15 rebounds against the Buckeyes. He's not the only Tar Heel getting a big honor this week. On Thursday, freshman Tyler Nicholas having his jersey retired by his old high school in Elkton, Virginia. Nicholas, the all-time scoring leader in Virginia high school basketball history. Nickel and Bacot and the rest of the Tar Heels will face Michigan tomorrow night in Charlotte. Tip-off time, 7 p.m. Speaking of individual honors, a Tar Heel baseball star just got a big one. Sophomore Vance Honeycutt has been named a first-team preseason All-American by Collegiate Baseball. Honeycutt hit .296 with 25 home runs and 29 stolen bases as a freshman, leading Carolina to an ACC title and a trip to the NCAA Super Regionals. UNC's 2023 season begins on February 17th. Over to football now, where we've been tracking the list of players who are transferring out of Carolina next season. Now, though, we can start to compile a list of players who are transferring in. That includes a pair of defensive backs, Derek Allen of Georgia Tech and Elijah Hussey of East Tennessee State. Hussey was an FCS All-American this season with 6 interceptions. Also transferring in, offensive lineman Willie Lampkin of Coastal Carolina. He was this season's Sun Belt Conference Offensive Lineman of the Year. And Inside Carolina is reporting a current Tar Heel star has decided to stay in Chapel Hill. Linebacker Cedric Gray, a Sporting News second team All-American, is coming back for his senior year. Finally, in hockey, the Carolina Hurricanes are back in action tonight. They're hosting New Jersey at 7 p.m.